Thank you, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Ethan Antalaksing, chair of the GTLD review group for 26th of July, 1400 UTC. For the agenda, we're going to have after our roll call, we'll do a review update of the review group SOIs, followed by a review of the emails and comments received by the review group. Next, we'll then look at developing a one-page summary of the ALAC at-large objection process and any other business and next steps. So does anybody have any suggestions for the agenda? Going once, going twice. Very well. So the agenda is adopted. Gisela, can you do the roll call, please?
Absolutely, with pleasure. On today's new GTLD review group on Thursday, the 26th of July, we have Dev Anantiluksing, Aziz Ilali, Eduardo Diaz, Uriel Lansituro, Adela Dansu, Kenny Huang, Fatimata Seyesila, Alexander Kondarov. We have apologies from Marcelo Telez and Fouad Vajwa. Staff on today's call is Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Could I also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also if you are on the phone bridge as well as the Adobe Connect room, please do mute your speakers. Thank you. Over to you, Dave.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gisela. I just also note for the record that Justine has also sent her apologies under the past few minutes.
Thank you.
So you can just to note that. Very well. Okay, excellent. So the next step will be to review an update of the review group SOIs. As you know, this is a standing item for all of our review group meetings, so that if there are any updates by the review group members regarding the SOIs or perceived conflicts of interest regarding an applicant or application, you know, to inform the review group so that decisions can be taken. I have noted that, well, just to provide a summary update of what has happened, Rudy Barsnick to date has stepped down from the review group. Yuro Landsboro, I hope I pronounced your surname correctly.
All right, yes.
My apologies, and welcome to the call. Was selected by Uralo, and it was approved by the ELAC during their call on Tuesday the 24th. So welcome, Uro.
Thank you.
We received a notification of a potential conflict of interest from Kenny Huang. The notification of the conflict is that there was an application by Net Chinese Company Limited, and the registry service of the application was supported by the TWNIC, who Kenny Huang is a board member of. So as they posted on the list, that conflict of interest will be updated. I hope staff has done that. I'm sure they have. And, of course, if there are any discussions, decisions related to the applicant, Net Chinese Company Limited, that Kenny would have to recuse himself from any future discussions, decisions regarding that applicant. Remind everyone that Dave Kissendoyle does not have a conflict of interest, as he is now standing down from one of the advisory groups from one of the applicants, so that conflict of interest no longer applies. So Dave Kissendoyle is still on the review group. Very well. With that summary in mind, are there any other notifications or any other updates from anyone regarding any potential conflict of interest? Going once, going twice, going Very well. Okay. Very well. Thanks for this. Next item on the agenda, review of emails, comments received by the review group. Well, we have just to say that we received an email from Internet New Zealand regarding the applicant Amazon, regarding the applied for string.book. I've posted the link already in the chat. I'll post it again. I just updated. I updated the wiki with the comment. It was a four-page comment, so I just uploaded the attachment as is and filed it accordingly under community adoption grounds, as was stated in the document. Internet New Zealand also had a question or a query regarding whether comments that could be submitted to the application comment forum. This is the ICANN application comment forum for new GTLDs. That is recording all of the comments for the application comment period, which is ending August 12th. They were asking whether a comment would be considered by the review group and by ALAC for the other category. Just to give a background again, ICANN is receiving comments in three categories. One on for evaluation panels, for objection grounds, and for the other category. The thing is, though, and I don't know, Libby, if you had a chance to consider it, if he's on the call, I'm not sure what the value is of the other category, because when I read the section on other comments, it says this. And I'll just post it in the chat here. Other comments are not intended to be directed to a evaluation panel or objection ground, can be made under the other category. Comments directed to this category will not be summarized, analyzed, or sent to the evaluation panels and will play no part in the evaluation process of an application. They will be available for public viewing in the view comments section of this forum. So from that description, my thoughts are that the value of submitting a comment in this category isn't very clear. I don't know if anyone has any particular thoughts on this matter. Do you think comments would be worthwhile in this category, or? The source of the text is from the GTLD comments ICANN.org website. And I'll just post the link there. Very well. I'll follow up with ALAC on this, but given that we're already reaching the deadline for evaluation of comments to be submitted during the application comment period, and my personal thoughts are that it doesn't seem to be have a very clear value. Does anyone have any other questions or observations regarding possible comments to be submitted during the application comment period? I mean, when the notification went out, were there any responses or not? And what could be done to improve it? Oh, there, Fatima. I'm sensing here that you're having difficulty following. Okay. So my question is, does anybody have any observations or any other additional thoughts regarding any possible comments or any response when they ask people to submit comments?
Come once, come twice.
Okay. Very well. I hope this is not all due to problems with my audio.
Dave, this is Heidi. There's Alexander has made a comment in the chat.
Oh. Oh, okay. You made some corrections already. Let me see. Oh, okay, with regards to the comment names in the header. Okay, thanks for that. So now what you have to do now is also now try to see whether a comment can be generated for this in time to be submitted for the 60-day application comment period. Now, regarding the comment period, and any form of comment directed, given that the comment is really geared towards the objection grounds on community grounds, we don't have to worry about it being the evaluation panels per se. So, given that the length of the comment, I believe, is a limit of 3,500 characters, we have to look at how we could redraft this to fit within that space. And to answer Eduardo's question, this was the only comment received by the review group. So, and this was after emailing everybody regarding, this was after posting to the at-large list and to the various RALO lists, and also attending real conference calls and making a plea for comments. I believe also Carlton Samuels also posted the dashboard link to on the Diplo Foundation's website as well. So, as far as we could, as best we could have done, we did try to, you know, get the word out of cutting the comment period. Okay. So regarding the New Zealand's NZ comment for on objection grounds, does anybody want to consider drafting a shortened version of this comment for submission to the comment period? I'm opening the floor for volunteers. And if not, I'll start nominating persons. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, twice. See, Alexander is typing something, so. Okay. Very well. Okay. So given that the comments and the rationale has a limit, there's a limit on in the GTLD comments forum on ICANN's website, there's a limit of 3,500 characters. So given that the comments that we see by Internet New Zealand is significantly larger than that, can I ask for volunteers to help look at drafting this? And I'll also help with working with whoever wants to make the attempt to try to summarize this. And remember, if you recall, the intent is to draft a comment, and then ELAC will then consider this comment and decide whether it wants to approve it for submission to the ICANN's new GTLD comment forum. Thank you. Okay, Alexander, just to answer your question, yes, the wiki does say that because we keep one wiki page on the objection grounds, whether they are limited public interest or community objection grounds. So that's the reason why there's mention of both of them, because we'll track both types of objection comments in those categories on that same wiki page. Because we also felt that trying to create multiple wiki pages on every single category would have been would not have worked out. So that's why it's mentioned for both. And what happens is that the comment by Internet New Zealand is inserted under the reply under community objection grounds. I hope that answers the question. Okay. So, might I suggest, Eduardo? I'm going to start nominating people here. So, Eduardo and Yuri, would you like to just help work with me to start to review the comment by Internet New Zealand and see whether it could be condensed to a shorter 3,500 characters?
You mean the comment made by the New Zealand people?
Yeah. Because remember, any formal comment directed on the public comment forum has to be 3,500 characters.
Okay. And you want me to look at it and try to condense it to 3,500?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'll work with you and see what if you could attempt that. It may be that sorry.
Yeah, I can try doing that. I was looking at it and I think it can be done.
Okay.
This is Yuri. I'm certainly willing to help. I haven't been able to read it yet because where I am now I have a fairly limited internet connectivity, and that will be so until the 3rd of August. But anyway, I do what I can.
Sure. Sure. And we only received this comment literally within the past 2 hours, so I don't expect everybody to have a great understanding of the argument put forward by Internet New Zealand and so forth. 3,500 with or without spaces, Adela. I believe that's with spaces actually. It's a limitation of the web comment form on the website, and I suppose technically one could say refer to this link, like attach a PDF and post a link to that. It's not clear whether it would be transmitted or reviewed by the appropriate panel. Having said that, though, I really don't think that's a really strict hard limit. But I mean, obviously, we should look at. Summarizing the comment. And keep in mind that this comment is really, it's not as if this comment will still be in play for the 7-month objection period. Oh, thank you very much, Fatima. I had not really even bothered to actually put that into the word processor myself. So we may not need to have to summarize this then. Oh, beautiful. So I guess the thing is whether it's in a form worthy of for possible consideration by the ELAC.
Dave, this is Heidi.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, again,
go ahead.
I haven't seen, just a comment that we're talking about two different issues. One is characters, and Patamasa is discussing words. So if it's characters, then depending on how many characters those words have, then it would likely be over 3,500. And I am writing, let's take a look. Okay, so I've just asked IT about Ethela's question about the spaces counting as a character, and as far as they know, a space is a character. So
Okay. Okay. Thanks for that, Heidi. I based this all on the application comments user guide that was posted on the GTLD comments. And I'll post the link there. And in that, it mentioned, that limitation. So, okay. Well, just to move things along, I mean, we'll definitely review this. And follow up on the mailing list to actually do this. And tentatively, I just have Yuri and Eduardo to help me work on it. And this is to say, not just work in private. You could also share it on the wiki, on the list, and so forth, and make sure everyone is involved in coming up with any final draft comments. Okay.
Eduardo posted a question in the chat.
Ah, thank you very much, Heidi. By when is this needed? I believe the timing was that it had to be done by the 2nd or the 3rd of August. So we have about a week to do this. Okay. Very well. Okay, thanks, Eduardo. And again, we can collaborate online on this. Thank you so very much. Very well. Next item on the agenda, developing a one-page summary of the ELAC at-large objection process. I believe this was a request, or the idea of this came out of the ELAC call about a week or two ago. And the intent was to try to come up with a one-page summary of the objection process that could also include the at-large objection process and the government, the GAP objection process. I think, Heidi, you're following up with the communication staff on this. Can you give an update on this matter?
Yes, this is Heidi for the record. Very briefly, I spoke with communication staff, and they are planning on going ahead with this. They already have the text for the GAC, but again, we need to confirm with the GAC that they do wish to have this one-pager. Regarding the ALAC text, it would be good if there were some text available for this. I believe you said that you already had some draft text.
Yes, there was some draft text. Yes, this is Dave, sorry. Yes, there was some draft text posted on the wiki. And this could be further reduced now that we're not considering the comment period, the application comment period anymore. We're just focusing on the objection, so it could be simplified even further.
So this is Heidi again. In terms of timing, I suggested to communications that it is time sensitive, so definitely by the Toronto meeting would be a good time to have that.
Okay, well.
Is that correct?
Okay, well, I mean, I think we could move much more clear on that. This is Dave again, sorry. Because I think while this one page, it could be useful for the ICANN communications to integrate into their document summary, and so that it could be distributed by Toronto at the Toronto meeting in October, it could also be useful for us, for the at-large, so that we could, you know, give it out at meetings or email this PDF to people who are not necessarily on the at-large mailing list. So I think we could definitely start this and look to get this accomplished by very soon. So I'll volunteer to help update that, and I'll post that to the wiki for review by the review group, and you could then take it from there. Any further questions or thoughts regarding having a one-page summary? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, agenda item number 6, any other business next steps? Well, so the next steps for us is to take this comment from Internet New Zealand and see whether we could summarize it or redraft it into an appropriate comment that could be considered by the ELAC next week. And again, the next thing is to still inform people that the objection process is still in play, even though that the application comment period is ending. You know, we can still receive comments on objection grounds so that it can be considered by the review group in time for, well, in time towards the end of the objection period. So that will be our immediate next steps. And in terms of the next meeting, I think the intent is to have it at probably a monthly call. I don't think there's a need to actually meet again before the end of the application comment period. But, I mean, I'm open to if there's a need by the review group members to actually do this. Because I think we can work online quite effectively on this. Eduardo, go ahead.
Yes. Question I have is there is a place or a wiki where all these deadlines are published, you know, like a table?
Yes, I believe it was. Yes, it was updated on the... let me see if I can find the link itself. Yeah,
I will appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, yes, I did. Yes, I did put it up. There it was. So this was the timetable for the application comment period. Okay. So between July 26th and August 2nd would be our time to actually look at the formal comment. And then by August 2nd, it's then posted for ELAC to then consider and to decide whether to approve or not. So that was the timeline. Does that answer your question, Eduardo?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That was looking for. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. So again, I don't think there's a real need to meet again before the application comment period because it's only one comment. I think we could effectively work online on this matter. So unless somebody says otherwise, I think we'll just simply have a regular monthly meeting, which will take place. Well, we could put out a doodle for the appropriate time. I noticed a comment from FOAD saying that this time at 1400 UTC is not an appropriate time for, well, in his region. So maybe we may look at altering the time for the next RG call. And with that, I think we have completed our agenda. Does anybody have any comments, questions, ideas? Going once. Doing some Alexander typing. And welcome, Dave. He's just coming in just before the end of the call, but welcome anyway. Good ones. Can some ideas be discussed in the mailing list? Certainly, Alexander, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you want to talk about it now? Okay. All right. Well, if you want, you can take it to the mailing list. So it would now, well, I think we're almost ready to end the call. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for Alexander to finish typing here. Yeah, so.
Dave,
Heidi. Okay. Dave, Heidi, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm seeing that Fatimata is just not following the call, given the bad audio. Perhaps we could send her the notes so she can maybe ask you then if she has any questions after she reads the notes from this call.
Certainly. Okay, and apologies, Fatimata, for the bad audio connection. But I think that we can end the call now because we have now completed our agenda. So thanks for that, Heidi. Okay. I think there being no further comments or questions, going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay. I think thank you all very much for this. Again, if you have any thoughts or comments or questions, of course, you know, do email me, you know, offline if you wish, and I'll do my best to answer any of your concerns or questions. And thank you for this call, and thank you. Welcome, Yuri, again to the review group. And
thank you very much.
Take care, all. The call
take care.
Adjourned.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.